Hello.
Hi, Fred. I'm sorry. Seems like we lost connection right there.
Fine.
Thank you. Alrighty. So I will go ahead and repeat the sources, and please tell me the one that you, the least favorite one to the worst. I got Friends and Neighbors, print or online newspaper, the internet or social media, radio, cable news, or local TV news.
Yeah, I'd say local TV, radio, internet. I would put Friends, you know, probably top of the list because those Friends would be union affiliates.
Okay, so Friends and Neighbors, should I put as the first one?
I would say so.
Okay, and then local TV news, radio, internet, should I put next print or online newspaper or cable news?
Yeah, those would be probably the latter of my list.
Okay, so which one should I put first, cable news or print or online newspaper?
First, I would put Friends and affiliations with my local.
Okay, out of the two that I just mentioned, the print or online or cable news, which one should I put for the last one?
Pick one. They're both not viable.
Okay. All right. So should I put print or online newspaper and then cable news?
That'd be terrific.
Thank you, Fred. Okay, I'm sorry I gave you a hard time on that one. It's just that.
No worries.
Thank you. Which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Foreign policy, immigration, education, support for labor unions, the environment, healthcare, jobs and the economy, or is there something else that is most important to you right now?
My family would be first and foremost.
Okay.
You know, my affiliations with my union, foreign, domestic.
Okay. Thank you. So out of the ones that I mentioned, so support for labor unions, it is one of the most important to you right now?
That would be correct.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
I have not.
You have not. Okay, thank you. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not at all important for the federal elected to support this?
I'd say very important.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Now let's move on. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of Davis-Bacon Act? Would you say the Democratic Party or the Republican Party?
I have no stance on that because I'm a union mason. I don't get prevailing wage. I get my union scale. So.
Okay.
I don't see where that is relevant.
All right, so you would say neither, okay?
Correct.
Thank you. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on a strike against GMC, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute? Would you go more with the United Auto Workers or the GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
I'm with the auto workers.
Would you say much more with the auto workers or somewhat more with them?
Much more.
Much more. Thank you so much, Fred. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. Do you approve or disapprove the job Joe Biden has done with immigration?
I disapprove.
Would you say somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. What about healthcare?
I'm really not affiliated with the healthcare because I'm a veteran and I go to VA for all of my medical needs.
All right. But based on your perception for what you see around you, would you approve his job or disapprove it?
I disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. What about his job as president overall?
He's an idiot. I strongly disapprove.
All right.
Man can't even complete a sentence.
Okay. I respect that. What about his support for labor unions?
Well, in my affiliation with the union, they strongly support the Democratic Party,
mm-hmm.
but me personally, I'm not on board with his policies and his support of my local.
Okay. Well, in that case, how would you rate his job as president on this topic? Would you
He's an idiot. He's an idiot. I mean,
right.
I don't know how other to put it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, in that case, would you, how would you rate it? Would you approve or disapprove?
I would disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Thank you. With a capital F. All right. What about his job on the economy topic?
It's horrendous. I mean, food costs are up, gas prices are up. I mean, he's done nothing to support American people, only himself and his political adjutants.
Okay. All right. In that case, would you go with somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
I would strongly disapprove.
Okay. And what about foreign affairs?
It's to be seen, I guess. You know, I mean, we're currently supporting, you know, the Ukraine and now Israel and the Hamas in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
So it's yet to be seen. I feel that he is, you know, left the American people holding the bag, sending multi-million dollar funds to Ukraine and possibly now to Israel, while we have homeless veterans and, you know, the American people struggling with gas prices and, you know, our own economy. He's an idiot.
I understand, and I really respect your opinion on this matter. But in that case, would you put it as well as strongly disapprove?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Alrighty. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job? Would you say strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I strongly disapprove.
Okay, thank you. Are you registered to vote?
I am.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for the president and other offices in November 2024? Are you certainly to vote? Would you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you think you will not vote?
Oh, I will vote, but I will not vote for the Biden-Harrison, Kamala Harrison ticket. No.
Okay. Right.
I will vote Republican.
Okay. That's good. All right. So just making sure. So you will almost certainly to vote.
Correct.
Thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
I'd vote for Trump.
Thank you. Do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, your job opportunity, wages, retirement security, and safety? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Okay, and how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
I appreciate it. How could the union best improve its representation and service?
I'm not sure.
Okay, so you do not see any opportunities for the union to improve its services?
You know, I mean, I've been in my local for 36 years, and it has served me, well. So, you know, I don't know what I could say that, would change, you know, my opinion and or, you know, my future in voicing any concerns.
Okay. So at this point, you do not have any concerns and you do not see any areas that they can improve.
That's correct.
Concerns or areas to improve. Okay. Okay. All right. The next question that I got is, what do you think the union top priority should be for the rest of the year and the next one? What is the most
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was just asking what is the most important thing the union should be working on?
Trying to solicit young men to get into the trades.
Okay. Okay. Very good. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Is it mail, email, text, job site, union meeting?
Most of mine are through union meeting and text.
Okay. Do you prefer union meeting or text?
I attend all of my local meetings. So my local president I went to high school with, so he texts me regularly.
Okay. All right. So which one should I put as first, the text one or the meeting?
Yeah, I'd put the text.
Text, okay. Okay. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to BAC? Would you say 4 or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
Once a month.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only, and we will be done with the survey. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, or what?
I'm open to any candidate, but I would say Republican.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not very a strong Republican?
You know, I mean, the times are changing. I mean, because of the economy and things that affect my family directly, you know, that sways my political agenda. But I would say strong Republican.
Okay, thank you. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race?
What is my what?
Your race? Are you white?
I'm white.
Black?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, white.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just get your first name?
Fred.
Fred, these were all the questions that I had for you today. Thank you so much for helping me out, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah, and you do the same.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Fred.
Bye.